Patient last name is Gilmore. Gilmore. Again, Gilmore. First name is Michael. Date of a visit is June 20th, 2023. Next river. A patient tells me that he was in a traumatic brain injury, PAMA, on November 24, 2004. First up, a patient tells me that he was in a Humvee. First up, patient was the front a passenger on the right side. First up, it was in Iraq. First up, his Humvee was hit by an IED. First up, the IED was on the right side of the truck. First up, a patient tells me that with the explosion, the shrapnel went through the windows, into him. First up, patient tells me that his entire right side was affected. First up, he's got laceration in the right shoulder, right face, and right ear. First up, a patient tells me that he calls him to have a patient tells me that patient had immediate confusion and disorientation. First up, patient has severe headache. First up, patient tells me that he did not lose consciousness. First up, however, patient was very confused and dazed out. First up, patient tells me that he had these symptoms for a few hours after that. First up, a patient had many injury on the right side of his body from the shrapnel. So first up, next up, a patient currently has significant headaches, memory loss, loss of hearing, ringing in the ears, frequent stuttering. First up, patient tells me that his memory is poor. First up, patient has forgetfulness. First up, patient has confusion and short-term memory deficits. First up, patient has high anxiety. First up, patient tells me that he's not able to work because of these symptoms. So first up, next paragraph, patient tells me that he's not able to work now because of disability. First up, next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, patient had IED explosion, in his Humvee in Iraq. First up, it was in 2004. First up, shrapnels, went through the glass, onto his right side of the body, including the right face, right ears, and right shoulder. First up, a patient had immediate confusion, disorientation, feeling dazed. First up, a patient had severe headache. First up, a patient, although he did not lose consciousness, the blast explosion has resulted in significant headaches on a daily basis. Now, first up, patient also short-term memory deficit. First up, patient has ringing in the ears, loss of hearing, short-term memory deficit. First up, patient has it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, the headaches, the memory deficits, ringing the ears, loss of hearing, and short-term memory deficits, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, next to a paragraph, MOCA examination today is 26 out of 30. First up, a patient missed 4 on delay recall. First up, next to this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is Hamilton, Hamilton. First name is Michelle, Michele. Date of visit is June 16, 2023. Date of birth is March 27, 1970. Next paragraph, referring physician is Natalie, P-A-S-S-E-Y. Again, the P-A-S-S-E-Y-N-P. Natalie Passy, N.P. at Tubercio Clinic. T-I-B-U-R-I-C-O. Tubercio Clinic. Next, we have a chief complaint of multiple sclerosis. Next, we have history of fuzzy notice. Patient's a 53-year-old female. Come with chief complaint of multiple sclerosis. So, first, the patient tells me that she was previously diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2010 by Dr. North, N-O-R-T-H, and Kaiser Permanente. First, K-A-I-S-E-R. Permanente, Kaiser Permanente, first of all. Initially, the patient had numbness in the right arm, and it spread, first of all. Since then, the patient had MRI done. First of all, the patient tells me that she has MRI scan of the cervical spine, showing multiple sclerosis lesions at C3 to 5. First of all, the patient had lumbar puncture done. First of all, the patient tells me they were conclusive for multiple sclerosis. First of all, the patient was started on oxybutynin and gabapentin. And Adderall, first of all, patient also have a Rituxan injection every 6 months, first of all. The patient tells me that when she was having the Rituxan every 6 months, that time it was effective for her symptoms, first of all. Half a patient was off of the medication for the last 2 years because she had no insurance coverage, first of all. The patient would like to go back on Rituxan. Next one, fast medical history, multiple sclerosis diagnosis of 2010. Next one, fast medical history, high fracture repair surgery, next one, chronic medication, none, next one, allergies, no known drug allergies, next one, social history, patient has two children, first of all, patient works for security, patient does not smoke, first of all, patient quit smoking this year, first of all, patient drinks alcohol on a daily basis, patient does not use illicit drugs, next one, family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition, review system, patient has muscle pain, clams, joint pain, tingling, and numbness, first of all, next one, Impression, multiple sclerosis diagnosis of 2010, comma, at Kaiser Permanente by Dr. North, N-O-R-T-H, first of all, patient tells me that she has multiple sclerosis in the cervical spine, C3 to C5, with multiple sclerosis lesions on the MRI, first of all, patient also have a lumbar puncture done at that time, first of all, these workup was all done in Kaiser Permanente, first of all, patient also was started on Rituxan injection, first of all, she was having Rituxan injection every 6 months. First of all, it was helping with his symptoms at the time. First of all, the patient has been off of the medicine for the last 2 years because she did not have insurance coverage. First of all, patient would like to go back to Rituxan injection. First of all, for a condition, I would recommend the patient go to UCSF MS clinic for the latest MS medication. So first up, next up, I will make a referral to UCSF neurology for further evaluation for her multiple sclerosis. So first up, next up, this marks the denominator of dictation. Next patient last name is Montgomery, Montgomery. First name is Freddy, Freddy, date of visit is June 16, 2023. Date of birth is September 9, 1965. Next, referring physician is P. Dr. Thapa, T-H-A-P-A, again, T-H-A-P-A-N-T. Next, she complained of headache and dizziness. Next, history present in description is a 57-year-old male. She complained of dizziness and lightheadedness, headache and lightheadedness. The first patient tells me that he's been having headaches for the last 2 years. The headache is mostly in the center of the head. The patient tells me that it's a lightheadedness sensation. It is not a severe headache. The patient also does not feel so well at times. The patient tells me that he does have nausea and vomiting symptoms. Also have light sensitivity symptoms. Denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. There's no vertical symptoms. There's no room spinning sensation. And it's the paragraph of a past medical history. Past medical history, right ankle surgery, next one, medication, metformin, lisinopril, next one, allergies, no longer allergies, next one, social history, patient is married, patient is in security catering, patient does not smoke, patient quit smoking in 2012, patient drinks alcohol on a weekly basis, patient does not use illicit drugs, next one, family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition, please do not put a review system, next one, impression, chronic headaches for the last 2 years. I suspect the patient has a tension headache. From his description of the headache, I suspect that he has tension headache. Recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next one, I would like to offer him a daily headache preventative medication such as the Topamax 25 milligrams a night. How the patient has declined. He says that his headache is not that severe. He does not want to take medication at this time. Next one, patient would like to get brain imaging for the headaches. I will order a brain MRI to definitively evaluate for the headaches. Next one, recommendation filed for me on July 17, 2023. Next one, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Arienti. Again, Arienti. First name is Marco, Marco. Date of visit is June 16, 2023. Date of birth is November 14, 1969. Referring physician is Calvin Lay, C-A-L-V-I-N. Last name is L-E-I. Next up, dear Dr. Lay, L-E-I. I have the pleasure to see Marco today for an initial. Evaluation for headaches. Next up, history present illness. Patient tells me that he has a right occipital pain coming right into the right temporal headache coming into the right eye. First up, this is happening occasionally, coming once a month or twice a month. First up, patient tells me that headache is not severe. First up, patient's been taking ibuprofen that seems to help the headache. First up, patient density, hemiparesis, having body sensory changes to close the artery and dysphagia. First up, there's no blindness. First up, there's no blurred vision. First up, next up, past medical history, high blood pressure. Next up, past surgical history, arthroscopic surgery in the left shoulder. Next up, current medication, metoprolol. Next up, gemfibrozole. Next up, duloxetine. Next up, allergies, known drug allergies. Next up, social history, patients married. Patient's an engineer scientist. First up, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next up, family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Please do not put a review system. Next up, occipital neuralgia. I'm a right-sided. First up, patient has a classic description of occipital neuralgia. I'm a with the pain from the right occipital area. I'm a radiating to the right side of the head into the right eye. First up, it happens once or twice a month. First up, it is not severe according to the patient. First up, there's no other neurological deficits. First up, so recommendation is for the patient of the above diagnosis. Next up, our recommendation for a trial of baclofen 10 milligrams, 1 POQHS, to see if that would help the symptoms. So first up, explain the patient common side effects, including sleepiness, and drowsiness, and sedation. First up, so explain to the patient that there are other medications that we can also try, including gabapentin. For stepping somewhere, explain to the patient that the medications are not effective. That we can also perform an occipital nerve block for stepping somewhere. Explain to the patient, call me immediately if he has any side effects from the medication. Next summer, I will follow up with him on July 17, 2023. For stepping, next paragraph of this box, Dina, patient. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Black, B-L-A-C-K. First name is Gerard, G-O-R-R-O-D. Date of birth is June 27, 1978. Date of service is June 16, 2023. Next paragraph. Next we have a referring physician is Lorena Tan, T-A-N. Next we have chief complaint headaches. Next we have history present illness. A patient is a 44-year-old male from a chief complaint for headache. First step, patient tells me that he's been having headaches for the last 1 year. First step, the headache is induced by sexual activities. First step, patient tells me that it is getting so painful to a point that he's not able to get climax. First step, patient tells me that every time there's a climax, he would have a splitting headache. First up, patient tells me that he's not having headaches when he's exercising. First up, patient's been taking naproxen, and then naproxen has been helping him. First up, patient's been taking it for the last 2 days. So for some patient, did any hemiparesis, hemiparesis, any sensory changes to flow period, the sawtooth, and dysphagia. First up, next up, past medical history, headache. The next number. Next number, past surgical history, left knee and right knee surgery. Next number, primary medication. Naproxen, next number. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Next one, social history, patient's divorced with 3 children. First up, patient's a carpenter. Patient quit smoking 1 year ago. First up, patient drinks alcohol on a daily basis, kind of 3 to 4 drinks. First up, patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, maternal and have diabetes. First up, next for a review system. Patient has headaches. First up, next paragraph. Impression, coital headaches. So first up, the patient's been having severe headaches every time he has a climax. So first up, it's been going on for the last 1 year. First up, the patient's been taking naproxen, and that seems to help. First up, Afrasdabha. However, he's telling me that he's having such severe symptoms now, Gagama. He has difficulty to get climax, Afrasdabha. Afrasdabha patient denies any other neurological deficits. Afrasdabha patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Afrasdabha, this recommendation explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next, I will start a patient on propranolol, 20 milligrams twice a day, Afrasdabha. Now, I also recommend patient that he may take naproxen prior to sexual intercourse, Gagama, to see if that will prevent the headaches from coming on for 7 summer. I will also order a brain MRI and brain MRI angiogram, Gagama, to definitively evaluate and rule cerebral aneurysm as the cause of a sentinel bleeding for 7 summer. Explain patients that if any neurological deficits come, he needs to let me know immediately for 7 summer. Explain to patient common sense and signs and symptoms for these medications. Explain to patient the possible side effects from these medications for 7 summer. I will follow up with him on July 17, 2023 for 7 summer for this box of DNA patient. Next patient, last name is Mathur, M-A-T-H-U-R. Again, M-A-T-H-U-R. First name is K-H-U-S-H-A-L. Again, K-H-U-S-H-A-L. Date of birth is August 16, 1989. Date of service is June 16, 2023. Next physician is P. Dr. Kalam, K-A-L-L-E-M. Next reference, Dr. Kalam. I have the pleasure to see K-H-U-S-H-A-L today for initial evaluation for autism. First time, this for history present in this patient is a 33-year-old male. Kind of a majority of the history is provided by the father. First up, patient was born with an abnormality according to the father. First up, the patient tells me that when he's born, kind of patient already has hearing deficits and he's not able to talk. First up, patient has a developmental delay. First of all, patient also had a CT scan and MRI when he was 6 years old. Comma shows that he has hematoma. First of all, patient also diagnosed of autism. The father would like to follow up on the hematoma. First of all, according to the father, patient has a hematoma when he was in the very early age. Of first time, from a past medical history. Hearing loss, next number, hematoma when he was 6 months old. First up, autism diagnosed at 2 years old. Next number, past surgical history, 9 months for prior medication, Lexapro 10 milligrams a day. Next number, allergies, no drug allergies. Next number, social history, patient single, no children. First up, patient does not smoke, a patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. First up, next number, family history, father of diabetes and hypertension, mother has asthma. Next number, please do not put a review system. Next number, impressions, history of autism. Next one, impression number two, a history of congenital hematoma since birth. That first time, impression number three, patient have a hearing deficit. So first up, patient is not able to hear. First up, patient also not able to talk. First up, and next paragraph, recommendations, we'll order a head CT scan camera to evaluate the congenital hematoma. First up, Mr. Burke. Ask me for some sedatives for the CT scan. First of all, I will give him one dose of Ativan, so that he can get the CT scan. I will follow up the patient on July 17, 2023. First step, next step, this marks the end of the patient.